at this group of kids. My goodness. It's a good day to all be here, isn't it? Yeah. I had a question for you. Do you like TV commercials?
No.
Okay, let's ask them then. You guys like TV commercials? Aren't commercials sometimes better than the shows that are on TV? Let's see some heads nodding. Okay, so if I held this up, who can tell me what commercial it comes from? I heard it. Staples.
That was easy.
Is that the coolest thing, right? So we got this at work the other day, and I thought, this is great. If I need a pen or some paper or some ink for my printer, all I got to do...
That was easy.
Is go like that, and it's going to appear, right?
No.
You mean it doesn't... I just can't...
That was easy.
I can't just do that, and it'll be here? I need a pen right now?
That was easy.
And it's not going to show up?
No.
Well, it wasn't really easy then, was it? Mm-mm. But I have a Bible story to tell you. In Matthew chapter 11. Now, I got to set this up for you. In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus had just been talking to his disciples, and he had told them to go out into the world and to spread the good news and to teach others and to heal the sick and to cleanse the unclean, and to tell everybody about the good news of God, right? And he had told them, it won't be easy, because people will persecute you, and people will do bad things to you. They may even throw you in jail, because you're trying to teach them about God. So he was telling them, this isn't going to be easy. It's not going to have an easy button. But this is what I want you to do. And he told them to go do that. And then he had told them this in verse 25. Jesus prayed this prayer. O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding the truth from those who think themselves wise and clever, and for revealing it to the little children and the childlike. Yes, Father, it pleased you to do it this way. My Father has given me authority over everything. No one really knows the Son except the Father, and no one really knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. And Jesus said, come, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke fits perfectly and the burden is light. So what Jesus is saying here is a whole bunch of different things. One, that it's not easy to follow him. Two, that if you have the faith of a child, it gets easier. And if you give him all your burdens, it's really easy because he'll take them. He'll take them from us. Children are so grateful sometimes. You know, sometimes I think adults, I could give them a car and I wouldn't have them say thanks. But if I tell you, you look really pretty today, I might actually get a hug. You look really pretty today too. Can I have a hug? See? Isn't this easy? But what Jesus is telling us is some of the easiest things in the Bible. There's a wonderful passage, probably the first one I learned as a child. It's John 3:16. Now, I like to make it kind of personal. So I kind of have my own little John 3:16. It kind of goes like this. God loved Linda so much that he gave me Jesus, that if I only believe in him, I'll live forever. Mm-hmm. Now, is that easy?
That's easy.
That was easy. Is easy. Let's have a word of prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, you make it so easy for us, and yet we know that sometimes it is not easy to follow you. So we ask for your grace and for your peace. We ask you to love us and guide us each and every day. And Lord, help us to believe, to have you live in our hearts, and do all that we can to spread your word. In Jesus' name, amen.